And this is not part of the story, but for those of you who are wondering why I have two different whistles up here, it's because that song changed key. It started out in C and changed to D, so I have a C whistle and a D whistle. And what's crazy is I have the same music for both of them. So I only have to learn how to place my fingers one time. It's kind of cool that way. But it works. I like it. Thank you, Lord, for simplicity. It works for me. The title of my story today is Plugged into Jesus. Our whole lives are object lessons. Object lessons are stories that we learn from. And it would be a sad day if we stopped learning and listening to God, because I didn't start playing this. It's been almost 2 years now. And I didn't play this before, but I did play the flute in high school, so that helped until I couldn't play this. But that was another story. But you will always be happy if you read the Bible and you listen to God through the Holy Spirit in prayer. So once upon a time, some of the cables back in the sound booth, that sound booth back there, got switched. And do you know what happens when the cables get switched? This particular cable is what makes the audio recording work for the, it records the church service. We also have a Facebook Live recording going over here on my phone. That's a video, but we also keep an audio going at the same time. So anyway, I sat down and I started looking at the settings and the levels of the sound, because the sound was blasting into the recording and it was making a very distorted and a very unusable recording. And I have a slide for that. That's what a really bad sound waves look like. And when it looks like that, you know you are not going to have a usable recording, because it needs to look like that. That's what it's supposed to look like. Yes. Well, anyway, that's what happened. The cables got switched, and that's what was happening. It was just blasting back there into the receiver, so it didn't make a good recording. Anyway, I looked and looked. I could not figure out what was wrong. And by then, you know, I was desperately praying, Lord, help me. Please help me. You probably never thought about us praying back there in that sound booth, but let me tell you, we do a lot of praying back there, because you have no idea how many things can go wrong, just like this morning. And the music wouldn't play. And when I first came in here, I sat down to practice. That music played perfectly. And then after that, I couldn't get the music to play. And I don't know why. I even rebooted the whole thing and started over. It still wouldn't work. I don't know why. But most of you understand football game timing. Well, my dad was a football coach. And that's the only reason why I know this piece of information, because I do not like sports. And the game is broken into quarters, and there are four quarters. And at the last of the fourth quarter, they have a two-minute warning. And that means that the game only has 2 minutes left to play out. So I tell you this because when I pray for help and I wait for answers, most of the time, God waits until after the two-minute warning, at the end of the game, at the end of my trials, and I have exhausted all of my worldly knowledge, and then the Holy Spirit whispers the answer. So back to the cables, I did everything I knew, which is limited because I don't understand the workings of the computer like Woody here does. He knows all the ins and outs and what all those cables do. I have no clue, because I do PowerPoint, which is what you see on the screen, and I do Word, I do Excel, but I don't do the workings of the computer. But anyway, I was losing all hope of finding an answer, and then the Holy Spirit whispered in my ear, check the cables. It's like, what? And I remembered this happened one other time a couple of years ago, and the recording cable from the computer to the receiver was plugged into the wrong input, which causes, you wouldn't think it would cause that distortion, but it just does. So once I reconnected the cable to the correct input, all was good. And just like when we are not plugged into Jesus, we get a very distorted and inaccurate view of the world and the people around us. So make sure you are plugged into the correct input, which is Jesus. And he will change your whole life. And I leave you with this verse, Jeremiah 33:3 is so perfect for this. Call to me and I will answer you. I will answer you. And show you great and mighty things which you do not know. You got that right. He will show me things I do not know. I can't tell you how many times that I have fixed things back there that I didn't know how to fix, and I shouldn't know how. But I thank you, Lord, for sending the Holy Spirit to guide me. Amen.